Hello, everybody. Welcome to the September 23rd use case realization call. Today, we're going to be preparing for the R7 ONAP use case overview presentation being delivered next week at the ORAN PlugFest, happening all next week, basically. And so I will be presenting on all of the use cases and have kind of asked people to if they could join. I'm pretty familiar with most of the use cases, and as I've arranged presentations for most of the use cases, we'll have probably time for roughly one two slides for each use case. I think I've only got like a 20-minute slot, maybe 5-ish minutes for questions and stuff. So. I still need to sort of pare a lot of this down that I have. But I started with the VDDF June. I don't know if I still have it titled, actually. So I started with this VDDF presentation, and I should probably retitle it to ORAN PlugFest. happening May to October 2, and this was the overview of R7 NAP use cases. I should probably put it here, actually. Okay. So as other people join or are waiting, I think we have Swami on. So let me jump to the OFSON PCI use case and then network slicing. So this is what I have for the OFSON PCI use case. I think I have 3 slides. This might be a little out of date.
Yeah, maybe I can send you the 2-3 slides, Ben.
Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe
the first two, yeah, from Frankfurt, and then something about what we are doing in Berlin. Ben, maybe I think 2-3 slides should be okay, right? Because you will not have more time.
Yeah, I'm only going to have roughly a minute and a half, minute to minute and a half per use case. So. You know, what I've basically said, and I'll kind of run through the words, you know, what I've basically said is, you know, there's OFSON is basically built on 3 basic ideas with self-optimization, self-configuration, and self-healing. And this is one of the self-optimization aspects where basically we've implemented a control loop where we gather PCI values and automatic neighbor relations between cells in a 5G or 4G RAN network. It comes in and is collected by DCAE, feeds into OF, and a policy rule set can set PCI values. And I think maybe, is there anything else I should say on this slide, or am I keeping this slide, or do you want me to, this seems like a good overview.
Yeah, I just had a couple of things, Ben. Yeah, so this slide is good. The only thing is in the bottom half of the picture, right? Later on, we added the ORAN also at the bottom instead of the 5G, 4G radio network. We also had ORAN.
Actually, I saw that. Let me pull that up. I do have, maybe there's just an older one, but I do have, I saw that.
Yeah, we can also kind of include in the same slide what we did for Frankfurt, Ben. I think the base content is okay. I'll just make some additions here and give it to you.
Let me see. I know I have a later one here. Maybe it was this one. I have a lot of the OFSON slides. No, where did I see that at? Maybe it was this one.
It's maybe in the Frankfurt one, yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Probably it'll be the beginning, when maybe the first like 4-5 slides, if at all.
No, I don't think so. I know this is a constantly evolving picture. So
no, I'll send you that picture.
Okay, all right. Go ahead and send it to me, and I'll
I think you captured the essence, so it's only some enhancement, so I'll just send it to you.
Sure, yeah. I don't know why I don't have it though. Okay. Where was I just looking at that too? I had, I know where it was. I had been. The feed EDF. Okay, I thought I had. Oh, it was the panel. It was in the panel. It was in the panel here. Okay, here's where it is. Somehow I have a later one through the panel that I gave a presentation on. I think it was here. Okay. This is probably your later view, right?
Right. So you can take the picture from the left, and maybe instead of the right one, we can have the content, the text that you have on the right.
I had to do is I had to collapse for the ONS panel. I had to collapse it into one thing here. And maybe I'm not sure what we want to say on the right.
I'll just add that whatever we did for Frankfurt, right? That the control loop coordination, a few, just 2-3 points, I'll just send it. Whatever we have as the standard content, right? I'll just share it across.
Okay, you can just put in the chat because I have a million meetings today, so this is like the time I have to work on this.
Okay.
I think we probably just want to say also SON is built on three concepts of self-optimization, self-healing, self-configuration. And the SON control loop, open source platform. So we probably don't need to say this. This is the basics of ONAP. Companies can framework to add. So maybe, do you have a, can you put it in the chat real quick? Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I'll just put it. I'm just taking that.
So if maybe if you put in the chat, the text you'd like to see here.
So I'll just put on the, for the, you know, the, I think the earlier one where you had for the Casablanca, Dublin, that you had, right, Ben, that you can keep it. And then for the Frankfurt, we had this, yeah.
Okay. I mean, we can, all we really need to say is the use case started in, was it Dublin that was started?
In Casablanca.
Okay, all right. Because it's, you know, again, super high level overview. Too much detail.
And then you can say that the recent enhancements include whatever, no? Just you can just take the Frankfurt, whatever I've given, right? So these are the latest enhancements.
Okay.
Then you can say.
Okay, great.
And the R7, it's just one point. We are taking, you can say, the first steps towards machine learning based SON.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Perfect. Okay, that looks good to me. And this I found to be a little bit busy, but I redrew it to sort of illustrate the two main points. But I think...
No, you could leave it depending, because being the ORAN forum, it might be of interest to them than our ONAP group, right?
Okay. And so in 5G, there's only 1,008 values. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
It's not 1024. That seems like a weird number.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can simplify this a little bit here. Let's see. Physical cell ID is good still. It's a integer ID. Okay. Yeah. probably want to try to make this a little more concise if I can.
Less text, yeah.
Let's see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the sub bullets for the ANR, you can remove it, and maybe that's too much of detail. Just the main alone, you can leave it. The sub.
Yeah, because that's a pretty good concept. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so let me just move some of this.
I think the example you can remove, yeah. I think that should be okay.
Centralized ONAP ANR object is best on joint with PCI blacklisting from it. Maybe we can get rid of this point.
I think we can just leave it, yeah. I think this should be fine.
Let's see. So I think I can simplify this picture a lot. I can remove some of these other random cells, I think. Because the main thing is that you want to highlight this and these two, so that's fine, I think.
Yeah.
I think
now it's decent.
Move this. Yeah. Okay, this really highlights the main concepts, I think, so. Okay, I like it. All right, it's a lot more focused.
I think the picture has moved at the bottom. When you see at the bottom right, something is not okay.
No, that's just because I'm zoomed in, that's all.
Okay, fine.
All right. Okay, I'm just gonna scooch this over a little bit here. So what's the main point about this solving the PCI collision and confusion is a graph coloring problem? Is that the
right?
Is that the main thing? Okay.
Yeah. So it's the abstracted form is the graph coloring algorithm. Yeah. I mean the solution to the graph.
So, in a couple of words, what's the key aspect of a graph coloring problem that helps you solve the thing? I guess it's basically, well, yeah. Just describe it to me, and let me see if I can. So Fred. Oh, Fred dropped. Okay. So
what we are saying is like node to, I mean, if you have from a particular node, if you have edges to other nodes, they should not have the same color. The ends of the node, I mean, the edges, right, should not have the same color.
Okay.
I think you can leave it with the graph coloring problem, Ben, because optimization point of view, I think it's like it's a well-known thing. Yeah, I think this is enough, I think. Yeah.
To avoid coloring nodes that are the same color
as their neighbors.
As neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they should be okay.
You know what it's doing is it's trying to shrink the text because I'm adding. Let me do this.
Oh, okay. It's decreasing the font instead of moving it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a problem. That's better. Okay.
I think it's okay. It's also not too busy now. Yeah.
Okay, I think that's good. All right. I don't know what the latest slide here is.
This one, I can just share it to you. Maybe while you are looking at the other slides, I can just send it to you.
Yeah. Do you have, you can just send it by email.
Yeah, I'm just sending it to you.
I don't know which, yeah.
I just sent you one. Maybe while that comes, you may want to also just have a quick look at the slicing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just.
There's a
just
lot that I could potentially say in slicing. Let me see.
No, but I think you had one slide which was very relevant. Maybe the life cycle, Ben. Life cycle size slide, I think you had, right? An NSI life cycle.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Saw just when I was joining the call, I saw you were like going
going through all the slides here.
By the way, when is this exactly, Ben? Because we have also this ONES, right, next week.
Yeah, it overlaps the ONES, unfortunately. I think it's on... Tuesday, let me pull it up here.
I just sent you, Ben.
I'm looking for the schedule now. I saved it. Did I save it somewhere? Oh, geez, let me see. Huh. Shoot, I must have saved it somewhere and not the right place. Let me see. That's interesting. Okay, I'm just saving your slide right now. One second. Okay, going to the... Okay, should be here now. Let me refresh. ONAP, OFSON, R7 scope, this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one you may want to, it depends if you have time, you may want to include the slide, Ben, the next slide, not this one. This one, yeah. This shows the MLSON scenario, which is like work in progress that we are doing in Guilin.
Mm. Actually, this might be better than the, because I think this might have been presented at the first ORAN PlugFest anyway. So maybe we show the newer thing, might be better.
Now, this might still be there. You can take the updated picture. That's also there in the slide a little later. Yeah. So this one. Yeah, this one you can take it.
This is the latest
one? We didn't change anything. Yeah, we didn't change anything in the flows for...
Okay.
From an end-to-end point of view.
Mm. Okay.
And then you can have that MML song.
Oh, it's in European A4. I think I just need to shrink it a little bit here. Let me see.
Or you can like maybe a picture you can paste as a picture.
Yeah.
Or a bitmap. Bitmap is good resolution.
It shouldn't be too hard. I just need to scoot a few things over.
Okay.
I think to make it work. Yeah, because the US uses like smaller screen stuff, so. So the this is just a more detailed view of the overall flow shown in the first slide, right?
Yeah, correct. So this will be, this will follow, I think you have the order correct. So after that confusion explanation, I think this is fine,
So basically this shows, I mean, this shows basically this flow except with more boxes, right? Is that?
Right. Yeah, the internal components that are involved is shown here.
There is quite a lot of stuff to move here. Let me see if I can. Do that. Okay, maybe I have to do this offline.
But maybe you can just even like you can use bitmap also when it's.
Yeah, I think maybe I have to resort to a picture. That's okay. I think I can eventually shrink it. It just needs a little bit of manipulation. I'll do that offline. Okay. So let's move on to, you said, I don't think we have room for
if you
four
want
slides.
To, yeah, if you, too much. Yeah, you just decide if you want to have that and then depending on the interest or some question, you can just show.
Yeah.
But I think you can just stop with three. Yeah.
Cause I think, again, there's like 90 seconds for each thing. So I don't think I'm gonna have too much time.
Or I could do one thing. Maybe I can just try to show here. I'm not sure whether it'll be easy to show that ML sound also in this picture itself.
What would we add to do that?
I should make sure that the numbers are also not,
Is there a description of the numbers somewhere or is that?
It was there in a separate slide, but I think as we moved from one slide set to another, I think that somehow got dropped then.
Is it in the slides you sent me or no?
No, for the new ones, yes. For the ML song, yes, it's there, but not for this big picture.
I am almost there. Okay. So I could, what I could do is add it in the notes if you did have the text. Is it in a previous slide pack or?
The ML song? No, it's in the slides.
All these points, all these number things.
Number things. I'm
all of the description of the numbers, you know?
Yeah. I'm not having it immediately. I think it's quite some time we missed it, Ben. So.
Okay, I see. Okay, all right.
Yeah, you know, if you want, I can just send it to you offline.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
Paste it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I got it here, so I just need to.
Yeah, looks good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm forced to shrink up some text, but that's basically it. Okay. All right. Oh, wait, I need to just scooch. Interface enhancements. What is, so 5, 4A, 3A, those were things that happened in release 7 or something, or what?
No, they are like in R6, Ben. Maybe the title you should put it as R6.
Oh, okay.
Because for R7 we didn't make any changes here.
Okay. Maybe I'll just say San using OOF. Okay. Where were the machine learning changes?
Machine learning changes were mainly between 5 and 8, Ben.
5 and 8.
Between on the left side, right? So okay. After you get the trigger from SonHandler microservice, the OOF will go and fetch the historical PM data from DCAE. So I'm not sure how to incorporate that. I can do one thing.
I can add in a call out. Let me just do this here.
Okay, yeah.
It was in OOF or was it in the SonHandler microservice that the change?
No, it was in OOF. It is in OOF. Okay. Based on the data that it gets, historical data, it fetches using another microservice from DCAE.
Let me just write that down. R7ML enhancements. So tell me again in your words what.
Yeah, first is the training is done offline.
Okay.
That is the first assumption. And the second thing is, the machine learning model uses the, historical PM data fetched from the data lake using. Data lake or using the DES microservice, which is the data lake exposure microservice, DES.
Okay.
Exposure microservice, yeah, that's it. I think that should be fine, yeah.
Okay.
And what it updates is it updates the list of cells whose PCI values should not be changed during the PCI optimization.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like what we call as fixed PCI cells, the term that we use.
Yeah, you're fixing certain cell value, PCI values, right?
Yeah. So your optimizer should work around that.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Yeah, I think this is okay. I think from a picture point of view, I think this.
Yeah, we just need a really high level. I'll have probably just a few seconds to just say that anyway. So.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. But I'm going to make it in red so it really stands out and put it as white. Okay. All right, good. All right.
I think this is enough, yeah.
It looks good. I like it, it looks good, okay. And if we move on to the slicing stuff, that might be really out of date too, but let me see.
Oh, but I thought you had the good version when you were just scrolling past that slide. I think this is what we had, right?
Okay.
I think this is good. And maybe you can also include that architectural slide that we have right then.
Mm-hmm.
Because that gives a view of about which are all the options we are looking at, right, from a deployment perspective. Usually it's like at the start of the presentation.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Just looking.
Maybe I can just send it to you because I was doing some editing.
Here, okay.
You have it or I can send it to you?
Let me see, is it this one? No. Do you see it in the...
No, it's not the RAND slicing. It would be in the overall end-to-end slicing deck.
Oh.
I'll just send it to you.
Just send it to me. That might be faster. Yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe while it's coming to you, these two should be sufficient, right, Ben? Or you want to also have one slide on the RAM slicing?
No, I think this is good.
Okay, I think two slides should be enough, I think, yeah.
So what's the main thing I should say here? I think that you're building on top of R6, and the blue was what was added in R7 for supervision and reporting. Is that the main... And basically, so with all of this, you're now able to create an end-to-end network slice, a RAN and network slice. Is that right?
Yeah. The idea is after Gwilym, we should have at least a basic version of the end-to-end slice, Ben, that is including core, RAN, and transport. So because in this current release, right, we are doing all the three domains, the NSSMF for all the three domains.
And the supervision or reporting is the last piece to be developed, right?
Right. So we are doing the simple closed loop and actually ML-based slicing, resource reallocation for the RAN domain.
Okay.
Where we send the instructions to the near real time rig.
Okay, good, great. I didn't see your slide yet, but
maybe. Yeah, it's just coming. I think it's gone. It's left. Yeah.
It takes a
little bit, I think, yeah.
A couple seconds to go through. Okay. And I think I'll keep these, but I probably won't have, I don't know that I'm gonna have time to go over these slides, but I think this is the latest I got. I tried to compress all of the stuff that was on these here to summarize the changes. Okay.
Did you get it, Ben?
I didn't get it yet, so I think I'm going to delete that.
Okay, maybe I'll just send one slide, that slide alone, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but it didn't come yet.
I just sent you a small file now, just one slide.
All right. Let me see. So I think I'm pretty familiar with most of the other stuff, and I kind of looked through some of the other things.
So overall, it's like 1 hour or 45 minutes or half an hour? How much?
It's
how
long a half an hour. Yeah, half an hour.
Okay. Then it'll be like you have to go real quick across our.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right, let me see. So I think I got your one slider. I maybe didn't get the whole thing. Yeah, send the whole thing again. I don't know, maybe, but this is your one slider anyway, so.
Yeah. I'm just in.
All right, this NRM thing, I don't know what that is. I don't think this went anywhere. I'm going to delete it. Okay. Here's the network slicing thing here. All right. Just copy it. Oh, this should be the first slide, right? So.
Yeah, this should be the first one, and then the life cycle you can have just a second.
Yeah. Let me see if I can just do this. That more or less worked almost. maybe not quite, but almost. These are individual boxes, it looks like.
You can maybe decrease the font probably.
Yeah, it's a pain to kind of make things fit. Okay, so let me just make sure I understand what's going on.
Yeah, so what we are doing is in F release, we had only the CSMF and NSMF within ONAP, Ben. So we connected to an external core NSSMF, and we had only core NSSMF in F release, connected to external core NSSMF. Core NSSMF. NSSMF. Yeah.
This was what was done in R7, is that true? Or?
R6. This is R6. This is R6.
Oh, okay.
R6, and you can, for your reference, you can put it like 4, the column 4, right, in the picture.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And in G release, yeah, this one, yeah. But in a limited sense, even that, not in the full sense, because we connected only to external core, not to RAN and transport. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in R7, we have all the three NSSMFs within ONAP. That is all the scenario one, right? Column one in its basic form has been implemented, where we have connection to all the three NSSMFs. I mean, all the three NSSMFs are realized within ONAP, RAN, core, and transport. And in addition, we also connect to extend option 4, which we started in Frankfurt. We are also connecting to an external RAN NSSMF.
Okay, and
then the closed loop, maybe you want to add, if you can also say we are doing some basic closed loop, or maybe the next slide you can talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let me just understand the is this the core, the CSMF is the core?
No. CSMF is the communication service management function.
Oh, okay.
And it's the NSMF is the network slice management function.
Okay. And it's the NSSMF that got developed.
It's the network slice subnet, yeah. It's the just slice and then the slice subnet.
Yeah.
So it's just one domain, right? So.
But all of the
actually, in the true sense, Ben, you should have three branches coming from NSMF to NSSMF, right? At least three branches. Because you would have like a RAN, core, and transport, right? But for simplicity, we are just showing it as one line. Mm.
But the OSS BSS apps, I mean, this is essentially an API to ONAP, right?
Right. So this could be an operator, or it could be like a slice consumer.
Yeah. And did you also develop the CSMF and the NSMF? Were all those there already, or?
Yeah. CSMF and NSMF, the functionality is there. In F release, we implemented the CSMF and NSMF. At least we have the basic capabilities available. The NSSMF is being currently developed newly in the G release. Mm-hmm. And due to that also, we had to also make some enhancements in the NSMF as well.
And where are these third-party components coming from?
Third-party, so for option 2 and 3, right? I mean, the column 2 and 3, we do not have any view where the CSMF, for example, is coming from. Mm-hmm. But NSSMF, right now, we have simulator boxes.
Okay, I see.
Option 5 is something we haven't yet started really looking at. Mm-hmm. but we think it should not be a challenge because we are anyway starting to build using the 3GPP APIs. So.
Okay. All right, good. And these were our 2 and 3 were already existing before, or?
No, the 2 and 3 can be, it's like a subset of 1 and 4, right? In some sense.
Oh. Except you have an external CSMF in this case.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay. All right, I think I know enough to be able to talk to this slide now. So we can say columns 3 and 4 were already supported in the G and the F release?
Yeah. So after the G release, we should be able to support a large part of the, across all the options, we should be able to support a large part of the functionality then. Some parts will have to take it for future release because not all the APIs might be fully standardized. I mean, fully standard space, right? I mean, because we are only starting with some of the APIs. So that you can mention.
And so it seems
to me. Functionality-wise, it's like decoupled. So functionality-wise, it's not a problem. It's only the interface has to be opened up fully, right? So that's the point.
Yeah. So it seems to me, essentially, this is already supported in the F release. Can't we say this is an F release supported, or certainly in the G release, right?
Yeah. So, the point is because of that standard API that we say, right, Ben? So if they ask a question, do we have all the standard APIs in place? Mm-hmm. I would say not yet.
I see. Okay. So, even for column 2 and 3.
Yeah. So between CSMF and NSMF, right? So some of the APIs are, we have basically started with 3GPP, but it's not fully compliant.
I see. Okay. So it's really, this is this not ready yet. This standard API isn't there yet.
Yeah. But otherwise, the functionality wise, it's quite, it's like separate workflow. So it's not a big deal to separate them out.
Oh. So in a sense, maybe it's, I don't know what's going on here. Hold on. Maybe we should actually say the whole of scenario 5 is a future thing. But really what's holding up everything is the standard API is really the thing that's the blocking.
Because we have made only some progress, it's still some work to do there.
Okay, great. But I think once you have 1 and 4 supported, you more or less can make, it seems like, an end-to-end slice supporting all core, RAN, and transport, right?
Right, Ben. Yeah, that's the intention. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's the main message probably here.
Yeah.
That's probably the main message of this slide, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Great, all right, looks good. So this-
I think you can remove it, I think.
Yeah, I think this is too much, yeah, I agree. Yeah. Okay. Right, great, wonderful. All right, I just need from Fred an Etsy alignment thing, and I think, let me just run through the slides really quick so people can see. So I'll add in something here for, let's Let's see, alignment. Okay. And then the 5G service modeling creation is essentially about the support for a 5G service and incorporating the 5G NRM to support that. I could.
So this one, Ben, just for my own understanding, this contains also both VNFs and PNFs itself.
Yeah, it does. Actually, I do have a much later view. I should probably add in the latest.
Yeah, because that might be of interest, right?
Yeah, so this is sort of the latest view that we're looking at, I think. So just copy this. All right, and then the bulk PMs extensions were led by Ericsson. We just went over the OFSON PCI use case, licensing management support was basically to incorporate the flexibility for a licensed server support. Okay, which actually is now also updated as well. Let me see. So, and basically what in licensing management for ONAP in Guilin, what they wanted to do was make it so that licensing management could be supported as a with a, from a separate external license service outside of ONAP, and that's the new, that's the main new thing that happened in this. Let me see if I can find. Okay, here we go. I think is this, yeah. So it's a pretty simple picture, basically. But this is older now, we're just doing this. And the O3GPP ORAN ONAP bus specification, I actually have a much better picture for that. I'm just gonna use the CMPS picture. Here. This is the CMPS picture, I think is good. In the A1 adapter policy stuff. And then CMPS, I'm quite familiar with. And then network slicing, we just talked about pre-onboarding and onboarding work, plug and play enhancements to the building block and licensing management enhancement, which is really a duplicate, I guess. Just flash that up real quick, I think. Okay, and then PNF software upgrade, CMPV2, and that's the last one. I wonder if, let me look at the website real quick. What other major use cases are missing? MDONs is kind of missing. The intent-based networking is a future thing. PM control I got, slicing. 5G NRM has more or less been canceled. So the A1 adapter extension, yeah, I think I got everything. Okay, the only one I'm missing is MDON. So let me see if I can add something for that as well.
Hi Ben, a question here. Why 5G NRM cookies are canceled?
That's a good question. So it's not exactly that it was canceled per se. Maybe that was a bad choice of words. So what happened was, let me fill you in on what happened. In the architecture, so all of the use cases need to undergo architecture review before they're approved. And I tried to reach out to Yaguang Wang a number of times for that use case. And he was never able to present. And it was a very late time zone for him. I think there is a page for it. And there was 5G NRM work done in R6, but let me just check for you really quick. 5G NRM here. So I guess I'm not entirely sure the state of what's going on with this. So like none of this really got filled out, and there was a proposal done, but the architecture, there was never really a full architecture presentation made. So I don't really know what the status of this is, let's say. And I know that because I attend the architecture subcommittee meeting every week, I know Chakra tried to reach out to him, but Yaguang never presented what was going on. So I don't think it got approval. Let me see.
Because I know he presented this in DDF 2019 in Sweden. Uh-huh. And he did some work in Frankfurt. Uh-huh. He was able to configure the 5G new radio NRM resource configuration with using CDS.
So I don't think it. Let's see, status open. Does he close them? Let me see. I just want to see what happens when. Let me look at a different ticket here. Oh, here. Oh, yeah. So see how this architecture ticket is closed, but the architecture one for NRM is still open. I can ask. Let me ask Chakra what the state of this is. Interesting to find out here. And would you like to be on the
inquiry? Because for me, I see it very, it's a very interesting use case. I mean,
yeah. I don't have your email. What's your email?
Yeah, it came out @ericsson.com.
Okay. Yeah, let me see if,
K all,
is that right?
K lowercase.
Okay. Okay, and Yao Guang is the Yao Guang Wang.
Because I was going through the R7 requirement for this NRM, I tried to reach out to him, but he was not responding. To see, I mean, what is gonna tackle in R7. There is one page, I think you prepared that, you created that page.
Right.
There's no outcome or analysis
done.
It would
be interesting to find out also what's going on with this. the architecture review. Review is still open. And so I presume this use case was not, did not proceed. Oh, you know, the other place I can check is the release status page. Let me look there. There's the other place you can look for status of stuff here. 5G NRM. Yeah, so it's not on the release status page either, I don't think. I don't think it's in the release status page either, so. Yeah, so as far as I know, it kind of doesn't exist. But it would be interesting to find out what happened to it. Yeah, okay. So let me, and I'll copy Swami too, because he's on the call. Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's see. So that's all the use cases that I have. And I think we've covered everything. We've got at least a slide on just about everything except for NRM, of course. I don't know if there is something that's going to come of that, I can always add a slide. And I'll reach out to, I just need to reach out to Xin Mao to give me a slide on MDONS. Actually, there might already be an MDONS use case thing that I can use here. Okay, let's see. Oh gosh, we're at time. Okay. All right, so we'll call the meeting here. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Swami and Kamal, for your input and thoughts. You can always listen to the recording and stuff in the slides. I'll upload the latest slides here so you can see them at your leisure. And thank you for joining. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Swami.
Yeah, bye. Yeah.